Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest. She's always so what? This is your third time on the show.
Yeah, third time. I'll come on whenever you ask me.
That's OG stuff on my show. So we got Erica Valentine here. How are you doing on this? I don't know if it's a crappy day down there, but it's pretty crappy up here.
Yeah, no day's crappy for me, but I'm doing good. Everything is good. Got done training. Had like two separate training sessions. I was actually going to do a third one tonight because on Mondays and Thursdays, I have my daughter. So I was actually going to do a third one tonight. And I'm so freaking sore. I was just like, my brother was like, yo, stay home because I got some more training to do tomorrow. But yeah, I'm doing well. Just keep grinding and, you know.
You need the koozie, man. That's what you need.
Yeah, I'm always in the jacuzzi, man. I go to LA Fitness, so I use it literally for the jacuzzi and the sauna and the cold plunge, literally. So I'm always there just doing those things.
That's what you literally training for. You train, and then you're like, that's my reward.
Yeah, totally, bro, totally. I love the hot tub. I'm always in the hot tub. I actually went to the hot tub on my way home, so yeah.
Is that your next purchase for your birthday? You got to have all your brothers and shit chip in for one for you.
Right now, I'm in a two-bedroom apartment. So, in the future, but no jacuzzi for me anytime soon. But one day, definitely, for sure.
So, girl, you literally just won the co-main. You were the co-main at what's it called? You just told me.
Serious MMA.
Yeah, Dead Serious MMA, and you beat Gabriel Marquez.
Gabby Marquez. I think they spelled her name wrong on Tapology, but they call her like Bibby.
Yeah.
We're actually fighting on the same card next month. So she's a really strong girl. So I look forward to what she can really do. I think she's like only like 22, 23. So I'm thinking she's going to do really, really well in her career. Yeah, she was a tough opponent.
Yeah, and I mean, you just been taking fights left and right.
One fell through, so I had five fights. I had like three grappling fights. I did some tournaments. And yeah, I've been on a little steam roll, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. So I'm grateful, you know.
You and the underdog crew never give up. You guys are always on something.
It's literally like if you see an underdog MMA person from Connecticut on the card, they're probably going to be literally the underdog. So that's just how we roll, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the Connecticut cats are coming up here and they're starting to tear up different promotions up here. I mean, we had Will Sriracha come up here, and he won his fight, which Will really showed his good side of him. The Sriracha came out.
Yeah, that's my boy, yo. I love Will Smith. He's such a cool guy, man. He's such a good guy. We get some rounds in when he comes to underdog. He's definitely family here. But I feel like the whole New England is family. Like, you know, I think we should all stick together. I think, you know, one of the things I want to do is train more in Mass. I really don't know nobody in Mass to train with like that. But I do want to start going to these New England schools, and so it's never really us against them. Even though people kind of like, you know, it's a sport, so people kind of like paint it like that. But really, I think we would do all better together. You know, I know a lot of Mass people that don't train with Connecticut people. A lot of Connecticut people don't train with Mass people. It's like, why are we not working together? So, yeah, for sure. I know that he's going in there and doing really well. And I know CT has a lot of talent, but kind of want to make this like a New England thing, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, you got you, Carlos, your brothers, and like I said, Will, a lot of you guys are coming up here and, you know, clocking into work really. And especially you, you're gaining a lot of popularity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. People are like knowing my name. It's pretty cool, you know. So, it's pretty cool to get that. You know, people hitting me up and things like that. You know, somebody hit me up and like saw my Cage Titans fight live, which was my first fight ever, and they actually rode to Atlantic City and watched me live there, and they were like, "Oh my God, what a freaking difference!" Like, yeah. So shout out Lauren. Love you, girl. She supports me. So, yeah. So it's really amazing how you can grow every time you go inside the cage, you know. So yeah.
And speaking on a family affair, your brother Justin is fighting CES next month, the 18th, and he's fighting Tim Flores, which is a tough fight in his own. And you know, I've heard good things about your brother as well. So, I mean, I'm sure you're excited for that with it being CES and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. They tried to get me on that card, but there was really nobody for me. But yeah, that it's going to be super cool to watch him fight. I love watching him fight, man. I watch every single one of his fights, man, from amateur to, you know, professional to smokers, man. So just the last 10 years I've been watching him compete. So it's really a blessing. I'm happy for him. I just think that he's just a very good, not only just a fighter, but just a man, a husband and a father, and just a stand up person. Like, if you know Justin, you just know like he's a stand up person, and the fact that he's like a killer in the cage is just truly amazing, you know? So shout out to Justin.
Love you. I just love how like y'all are like the like true definition of family. Like, you guys do everything together, and that's like really respectable to me that you guys are like together as a unit. Like, there's like I was just about to ask you about that.
Yeah, he's freaking mean. No. And then my girl, another black eye. This black eye was leaving, then this one comes. But yeah, I'm in fight camp for sure. But yeah, it's me and my brother. I have another brother too, an older brother. But me and my brother, my cousin, we've just been so close. And especially like me and my brother, Justin, growing up, we're like 3 years apart. So we did everything together, like from sports, just everything. I wanted to be like him so bad. I would always like play with his wrestling toys. I would sneak in his closet, go put his jerseys on. And, you know, so that's always been like my real, real life idol. So yeah, we've been literally close since birth. I think that like I haven't gone like more than a week without like talking to him like my whole life. So yeah, I love that dude, and it's a blessing to have a brother and a cousin to actually share this journey with, that is a black belt and a brown belt that have over 20 something fights, you know, just like all together, you know. It's just it's really, really cool to have them. And I don't know if there's another story like this, you know, maybe the Lee family, but like for a cousin, a brother and a sister to like really get together, you know. I think it's so cool training with them, you know. I try to get like as much work with them in, but they go hard on me, man. Like, especially if I'm like facing a tough opponent, they like bring it to me and they do not care. So it's definitely a blessing to train alongside with them, and, you know, just be banging out. And then next to me is my brother, you know, banging out, and kind of get to see the things that they do. And I can take kind of their styles and make it my own. So
yeah, I mean, it's truly shown, like you said, a big difference in your fighting style and your determination in the octagon. So like when you won that belt, like how did it feel to just like have that wrapped around you?
It's been such a tough year, man. So like a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Like I went from losing, right? 0-2. Then I get a knockout at Mohegan Sun. Then I win, via guilty. Then I win again, a decision over Kelly Zervos. Then I lose a belt, right? I face Emmy Moreno. I lose a belt. And then 3 weeks later, I face Bibby Marquez and I win a belt. So, to be honest, I just cried. I was like, this is like I, first of all, I always cry whether I win or lose, but very emotional, but it just felt like, wow, like I really wanted to end 2022 as a champion. And I kind of got fixated on a belt, like, and I was like, oh my God, like I need to win a belt. I just been working so hard. And when I lost the belt to Emmy Moreno, I was so hurt. Like that probably was my toughest loss ever. And I was just so, so hurt. And I'm like, eating ice cream and just, you know, feeling sorry.
Yeah.
And then I get this call and I'm 2 weeks notice from this promoter and he's Frankie Perez. He's like, hey, a fight just fell through. Bibby Marquez, would you like to fight her? And I was like, hell yeah, for the belt. And I was like, fuck yeah, put me in. I'm eating like chicken parmesan in a milkshake as I'm like fought four times back to back. So I'm just like, all right, I'm not going to fight anymore in 2022. I was like going to hang it up. And then I got that call for December. I think it was December 10th. And yeah, I won that belt. So it was cool to like go to Atlantic City and, you know, kind of just take her lunch money. You know, like I literally have five people in the crowd. She has the whole crowd. They're fucking booing me. You know, I'm fucking her up, you know, and then I get the other crowd, the people that don't even know me now, they're hyping up. So like... She had this side of the crowd and then people that didn't even know me, I was on this side. And it was it's pretty cool, like to be able, I've been on both ends where I go to people's houses and I'm not the crowd favorite, and then I think I've only fought once where I'm the crowd favorite, honestly. So so I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm usually not the crowd favorite, but yeah, like it's cool to travel all these different places. I also met Sahara Eubanks. I think that's her name. She fought in the UFC. She's from New Jersey. And, you know, so I met her. It was so cool. I'm like doing warm up and she's like in the back and I'm like, I take a double look. I'm like, oh my God, I got to concentrate on my fight. And then I just look at her and she looks at me. I'm like, hi. So yeah, like the people that I've met in this journey is truly amazing. Cause like I'll go fight in Mass, I'll go fight in New York, New Jersey. You know, I fought in Delaware. You know, Rhode Island. Like I fought a lot of places. So it's the more and more I fight for these promotions, the more and more I get like acquainted with people from different places. And you know, I got some people that hit me up, hey, come train, you know, whenever you're in New Jersey. I got a lot of love actually in New Jersey after that fight.
Oh, that's awesome.
First, but like I started to, you know, I came out there and I was dominant, you know. So
you're like, nah, come to Underdog, you come to me. But yeah, I was watching the Emmy fight on I was watching it on TV and I was like, you know what? Like, I saw you won that fight in my eyes, to be honest with you.
You know what's crazy? I don't think I did, but some people did tell me I did. And I was like, oh my God, I truly thought she won that fight. I thought that if I had, I thought I won the last minute of the second round, and I thought I won definitely the third round. I split her open, her nose open.
You literally just said what I was about to say. You won.
Yeah.
Once you hit the minute mark in the second round, you won. Yeah. And then
I think there's just the first round, she was just so dominant. And then also she, I think we fell. I don't know if it was a takedown. Was it a takedown? I don't know if it was takedown, but we fell on the floor and then she got on top of me and then I escaped and then I got on top of her. So I felt like that was kind of more her. Like she initiated the clinch, she initiated the takedown. Definitely the highest level girl I've ever fought. Like she will smoke everybody in New England. Like she is fucking good. And I didn't know she trains with like Tracy Cortez, Henry Cejudo, Lindsey Van Zandt. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm talking to her. She's like, oh, I train with this person. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I literally fought a monster in Emmy Moreno, and she leveled me up so much. Like, my nose is crooked because of her. So I definitely feel like, can you hear me? Okay, sorry. Like, she leveled me up in ways that I'm happy I win that belt, you know? I went so fucking hard this fight. Like, I was just so dialed in. I literally didn't, like, post the link to my fight. I didn't tell my family to come to my fight. I just was so dialed in. Like, I was on a mission, you know? But, yeah, the Emmy Moreno fight was tough. And it's crazy that you say some people in the crowd were like, I won. And I'm like, where the fuck did you thought I won? Like, she came out in that first round like guns blazing and like boom boom boom, and she actually, like, I went to go for a shot and she actually kneed me in my chest, and you can't really see, but it kind of like took my breath away. So like in the second round I was really like compromised, so I tried not to like show it, but I was like, yo, I fucking can't breathe right now. Like calm down in the heat of war. And by the second round it like, and then third round I came out her open, and I really, really, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I really wish that was a 5-round fight.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, damn, if she had just 2 more rounds, she could.
Yeah, I felt
the whole base of the fight would have completely changed.
Because I felt her slowing down, and I felt me going up.
Yeah, it was like the first round was roll reversed in the third round. That's how I looked at it when I saw that fight.
And Margiotto was like so nice to me. He was like, yo, you fucking cut her open so bad. And he was like, yo, you're a beast, because Dan knows me from like fighting in reality, and then he knows me also from fighting in the previous Cage Wars, the one that I won. So, you know, he was really, really nice to me after. And he was like, yo, I think you fucking broke her nose or something. Like, you killed it. Like, he literally, like, talked to me, sat down, like, talked to me. So, appreciate him.
And getting back to Underdog, I just saw my boy Hassan Graham was training with you.
Oh, yeah. He's so cool, man. I love that guy. I think we fought in the same Cage Titans card before. So, yeah, he came through and he's such a good dude, man. Good family.
Wicked nice guy.
Yeah, wicked nice guy, man. Like, you know, just good dude to his lady. You know, just good family, man. So I'm glad that he fought in the PFL. And, you know, win or lose, you know, you go in there and you fight and you level up either way. So I'm just happy that he got to fight on the platform where he deserves to fight.
I got a shirt over here, too. That's funny. It's hunting yeah. season for my boy.
Yeah, that's my boy right there. He's good people.
So, I mean, I just see it like all fighters are like, so like, I feel like it's like the highway, like connect to from Connecticut, where everybody's coming up or coming down to your gym and everybody's training over there. And it's like, it seems like it's a big step for your gym.
Yeah. Our gym has just been, it's just the growth. And like, there's people that you don't even know that I'm not even going to name, because I want you to just be everybody. Like, there's people right now, like, that are at an amateur level that can beat some pros that nobody knows from Underdog. Nobody. We got this freaking 18-year-old kid coming up. He's nasty. We got this wrestling guy coming up. He's nasty. Just like, so many people that are behind the scenes. Like, I trained with my girl Ariana. Ariana Cruz, she did 2 MMA fights, both knockouts, but her hands could beat any girl, pro or amateur, at 115. And she doesn't even fight. So, and I train with these people like all the time. So it's like, I'm like, what the freak? Like, you guys are just getting so good, and there's just been so many people that are coming. I'm linking up with some girls that are boxers that are giving me just boxing rounds, and just so much talent coming from Underdog. It's amazing to see the growth.
And the basketball players are coming with the hoop you got in there?
That's actually at Dixon. So that's Dixon Sports.
Oh, I thought that was at your gym.
No, that's my speed and agility. It kind of looks the same, but that's my speed and agility person. Yeah, Andre Dixon. Shout out to you, Uncle Dre. Yeah. Fast and sharp. I go to his gym, Dixon Sports and Performances in Hartford, Connecticut, and I go there once a week to work with him.
Word. So we got to get your people up here for Cage Titans.
I know. I will say this till I'm blue in the face, and I know everybody's tired, but I literally got finished in 19 seconds at Cage Titans in my first fight, so I am not calling any shots for Cage Titans. If they want to call me and offer me a fight, I'll be more than happy to take it, but I'm not doing any more talking. Because I just have a lot of redemption over there and kind of got to show who I am now, you know? It's been almost 2 years, so whenever they want to call me, they could call me. But I'm not holding my breath for any promotion, you know? I'll say yes to breast promoters, and I will fight for anybody. Really, I'm a yes girl, but yeah, they have to call me. I can't go searching for these fights.
So you're not going to call anybody out, but if some anonymous person suggests you should fight up there, definitely, yeah. would you go?
I would go for 115 pounds. Okay. I perpetuate shit. I walk around 125. When I'm like super duper, duper clean and I'm like, I get to like 119. Like, I don't cut anything for 115. I cut maybe 4 pounds. I'm 5'1". So like me fighting at 120 is just not. I'm fighting at 115, and that's that. They want me to do that.
It's working.
It's like, nah, I'm fighting at 115. I have two more amateur fights in me and I'm going pro. So I'm like really ready to call the shots now, you know, and I feel like I deserve that and I earned it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been good. It's been great to see the journey you have had so far from the ups and downs, like from what I've seen. Thank goodness for, you know, live streams and stuff that where I can't see it that day, but I can see it at another point, and then I can see you fight. So, like, it's been awesome to see what you can do, and you know, I can't wait to see your brother fight Tim Flores, because Flores is a tough fighter too.
Yeah, Tim is no joke, you know. So I think that I think that's gonna be like the fight of the night, bro. I think if you could head to Foxwoods, dude, I would do that if I were you, because I think that fight is gonna be bananas.
Banana. I wish I could, Erica. I wish I could, but Cage Titans has a doubleheader that day.
Oh, they do? The same day?
30 fights in one day. 17.
Oh, shit. Damn. That's no joke. Yeah. They're doing their thing out there, yo. Wow.
Yeah, I'll send you a message if I find out if there's any Connecticut fighters coming out. But, yeah, it's 30 fights.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow, that's awesome. Mike Povier's promoter, he does such a wonderful job there, man. Like, that place is freaking awesome.
My homie Iggy will be right next to me.
Yeah, you know what's funny is she's in Connecticut now, and she was gonna train tonight, and she was like, hey, if you're around, and I'm like to take pics and do things. At first I was like, okay, I'm gonna train tonight, like my third session, and my body's telling me, girl, chill out. You got two more sessions in the morning. So
if she talks to you again, just say, I can't. I'm talking to Maddie C. I can't do that tonight. I already had that scheduled.
You tell her that. She's going to see this. Love you, Iggy.
She knows I kid, man. She knows.
Yeah, she's a good person.
So your goal for this year, like, what's your, like, I would say, like, what's your doable fight situation? Like, are you looking for, like, 4 fights, 3 fights, 5, 20? Because you did that, like, all last year, pretty much.
I'm honestly just so focused on this fight coming up that I just, like, I'm trying to have my mindset, like, just, okay, the task at hand, let's just handle the task at hand. You know, I would get caught up and I would be like, okay, I gotta fight there. And I just noticed when you're just not looking for things, they come to you, you know, and you're working hard.
Yeah,
you know, not
right, right.
Eating chips and, you know, like, when you are not looking for, like, they come to you. Like, my title shot came to me. Like, I plan not fighting that freaking, I was like, okay, I'm done fighting, like, for 2022. You know what I mean? Like, I took so many fights, and I actually injured myself in the MB Marino fight, and I went into the December fight injured. So I was like, okay, but I'm good now. Everything is good now. So, I just want to take these fights one at a time. I am going to be in the New England Golden Gloves either this week or next week. So that's already planned. Like, that's just the boxing. And then I'm in low, so I'll be fighting in Mass for the New England Golden Gloves. And then
is that at Tsongas Arena?
I have no idea. It's my first boxing fight. A girl that has like 7 fights, so it is also a champ. So I love the challenge, though. So I really have my, I just, like, I'm focused on that fight, and then the Johnny Rosario fight March 25th, and that's for Maverick MMA.
Oh my goodness, you got an agenda.
How about that?
I couldn't hear you there.
You didn't know about the Johnny Rosario fight?
No.
Oh yeah, dude, she's like 5-0, like number 3 in, like, Northeast. She's like the real deal. So I'll be fighting their double champ. You know, she's won the champ. She's never lost ever. So I'll be fighting her March 25th.
That's excellent.
Oh yeah.
Once you are determined, you do something. I can tell, and like. And what you do throughout the day, being a mom and, you know, working to achieve your goal constantly is like, it's, you're being a role model for female athletes. You're being role models to athletes in general, like, yeah. Just your determination, that's why people should just follow your Instagram to see your journey. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But whether you're a fight fan or not.
Yeah. I'm a woman's woman, man. All about empowering women and just, you know, just trying to lead by example the best that I can. You know, I'm a coach to kids. I'm a mother to triple. You know, so, and I coach women all the time. So I'm always just trying to lead by example. And, you know, no matter if you're losing, you're winning, you know, I had people telling me, like, oh man, you know, after the first loss, like, you know, I lost such in a devastating fashion. They were like, you should not fight. And then the second loss, it was really like, girl, you should not fight, you know, like, you should just stop or whatever. But it always just made me more hungry to, like, go through those ups and downs, you know, like, obviously when it's happening, the downs suck, you know, the downs are, but then you're grateful for them as the journey goes on, you know. So I'm just the up and down kid, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just my story. And maybe it'll be my career, you know, or maybe I'll start going on a winning streak, you know, but I'm just always down to give it my all and just go in there and, you know, paint my picture. You know, I'm a martial artist, so I'm an artist at the end of the day. So sometimes I paint a really good picture and sometimes, you know, I fuck up, but I always just keep moving forward no matter what.
Well, it's good that the name of your gym is Underdog, because it's like, it's kind of in your thing. Like, it's like you said, you're either like, sometimes you're the person they boo or whatever, yeah. But it's like, hey, I'm the fucking underdog, so watch the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. Cage Wars. I was, you know, they fucking booed me. The first fight, Callie Zervos is from there. She probably like lives 10 minutes away from the venue. And, you know, but I've done that quite a few times. You know what I mean? Like I've gone to houses and hey, then they start to like me, you know, after they see me fight and then, you know, get a little mic action, you know, and I try to be as humble as possible and always, like anybody I go to war with, I'm always, you know, talking to them. I still keep in contact with Callie. Me and Emmy Moreno are friends on Instagram. She congratulated me on my belt. I mean, all these people I'm still in contact with, you know what I mean? Like one of them is like an asshole, but other than that, I'm in contact with like everybody that I basically fought, you know? So
That's what I love about this sport is a lot of that is true. Like, yeah, you might have lost to a fighter, but you know, at the end of the day, people are human beings too. So it's like, you know, you can still be homies, or you can still be friends and shit. Like, that's what I like about this sport. It's not all about, well, hey, like, well, fuck you, like that type of deal.
Which it's like, it's hard because you're a man. So like men think like that. And I'm an alpha female. I grew up with all brothers. My dad is one out of eight boys. So it's like, I grew up with a lot of male energy. So that's kind of like me. That's who I am. That's like, oh, you know, let's be cool. Let's, you know, hug it out after. Let's talk, you know, get to know each other, start training with each other. Like Callie and me were planning on getting up and training. She actually got really hurt the fight that we had, so she had to take like months off, so it was actually really serious. So you know, we've been in contact and it's like, okay, you know, but she's mad cool, you know, after our fight we got fucking drinks and it's just cool to see that. So that's kind of like how I am. But I think I noticed like some girls like are a little catty, you know, they're like fuck you, you know, like you know. So it's crazy because there's a lot of strawweights in a lot of areas in New England, and I really don't train with any of them, and I don't know why. I would love to, but you know, it's just women are like that, man. They're just dudes, man. You guys can just shake hands, you know, like whatever. It's whatever. That's why you guys have so many training partners too, you know. So
are you trying to have the triplets do like grappling and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they do jiu-jitsu, but definitely not fighting.
No, not to that route.
Yeah. You know, they do jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. But they're more into, like, dance and gymnastics, honestly. So, but they're very athletic kids.
Good luck to you with that one.
I know, right? Pray for me, bro. Pray for me.
That's expensive. That's probably more expensive than your gym.
Dude. That's why I need to make it to the UFC and stuff. I need these sponsors. Come on, man. But yeah, for sure. They are expensive. Like we'll go out to eat and I'll definitely drop like at least $60.
Oh man. But my final question to you, Erica, is, you know, you got your whole family there, you got all the support, and you know, with the future, you know, is there anything else you want to do besides, you know, this, or is fighting what you just want to do for as long as you can?
Yeah, I definitely want to fight as long as I can, but definitely fighting is not like a forever thing, you know what I mean? It's like I'm 28, so I'm old, you know what I mean? I'm older for a fighter, so maybe like in my late 30s, you know, I'll retire, and then I would like to have like my own gym and just have like a funding for women and kids, like be able to train martial arts for like free, you know. When you look around in the martial arts gym, you know, it's no attack on them or anything like that, but there's a lot of rich kids that go there, there's a lot of kids that could afford it, you know. But like, if you look at my city or in my town where I'm from, like nobody could afford freaking martial arts. Nobody could afford jiu-jitsu. And those kids, if you put them in jiu-jitsu, man, those like, the neighborhood kids, man, we'll put the mats down outside and they're getting like arm bars. They're just like, and they don't know anything. They don't know anything. So It's like, you know, I would like to, to build something like that in the future, long ways from now, long ways from now. But I do would like to give kids from where I'm from an opportunity to, you know, train, you know, like they don't got a lot of money and shit like that. So things like that, you know, so I would love to, and a lot of people, like, no shame on nobody, but a lot of people be like, oh, you know, I'm going in the trenches, you know, or like, and they think like the cage is the trenches. It's like, these kids live in the trenches. Like, you know, like the first time you fight is in the cage. The first time I fought was like at 9 years old, you know what I mean? Like in the streets. So it's like, it's different. It's different. So I'd like to give people from Meriden a nice shot to be able to level up their game in martial arts. And also in Connecticut, you know, I teach at Hartford. You know, schools is run down, like they don't have no equipment and things like that. I just feel like if you give these kids an opportunity, maybe it'll help keep them off the streets and put them in an environment that is not so dangerous, you know?
Well, I respect the hell out of that. That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. And shit, like, now I thought playing basketball in the front yard was aggressive. You're putting out a mat and doing arm bars and shit.
I have like this fold up mat, and then like I live in an apartment building, so like we have like a basketball court and like a thing for the kids, but the playground's all messed up. So I lay down because everybody lets their kid just run around. Nobody, I'm the only mom outside with the kids. Like I don't know where these moms are. But like I'm like holding cats for kids, we're doing jujitsu. I'll have them like box each other. I'll put gloves on this person. I'll be like the ref, and so it's like, and they'll do shit that is like, whoa, like throw arm bars up, and I'm like, who taught you that? Like, and they'll just be like, well, I just saw it on YouTube or something, and I'm just like, wow, like imagine giving these kids a fighting chance, like as something,
yeah,
like
right,
jujitsu or something like MMA, like how much they would elevate, you know? When you see kids doing martial arts, they probably got money. You know, their mom and dad are together. They got money. It's expensive. You know, I know how much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boston, West Hartford. I try to bring so many people to West Hartford, and they'll come, and they're like, dude, I can't afford that. And I'm like, I know. Like, sucks.
Well, you're saying to the kids, give your mom this waiver. I don't want no shit to do with this.
I don't give a fuck. I'm like, watch your kid next time. Don't leave him out there with me, because I'll turn him into a savage. So I.
Oh, man. Well, Erica, it's always a pleasure to have you on your show. I can't wait for your next fight. Is it on anything?
Yeah, it's for Maverick MMA. I think there's going to be a live, I don't know if there's going to be a live link, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So that's March 25th.
And any sponsors you want to shout out?
Yeah, I just want to shout out my gym, Underdog Mixed Martial Arts, my other gym, Dixon Sports Performance, my boxing gym, Four Ropes, and all my coaches and my teammates. I love you guys so much. They're always helping me out. And shout out to my sponsor, SCB. My boy's always holding me down. Yeah, love you guys.
And good luck to your brother against Tim Flores next month.
I'll be recording it. I'll send it to you. You'll be able to watch doubleheaders. It's going to be just a fun night full of fights.
Awesome. Well, everybody, Erica Valentin, and then your boy, Maddie C Sports. And as we say, Sadie, good night.
Sadie, good night, champ.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for watching Maddie C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Maddie C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Maddie C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Maddie C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube. What the
the fuck is up. They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back further, brother. Heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface solid. Callous symbols that come from.